Well, I can't tell you if turtles really have secret lives or not. I don't know if they go racing over hill and field until morning comes, and then they curl them back inside their shells. But I have recently learned a thing or two about tortoises, since one has lived with me for about the past year. And here he is today. For instance, turtles and tortoises are not the same thing. They're both reptiles with shells, but the basic difference between them is that turtles live in water and tortoises on land. There is also a similar animal called a terrapin, which is sort of a combination between a turtle and a tortoise. I'll be real though, I wasn't so sure about my new roommate Torty at first. About a week before he came into my life, my partner and I had the following conversation. Amy, what do you think about my buying a tortoise from Craigslist? Me, please don't do that. Subject closed. What more was there to say? A few days later, Amy went out to run an errand and returned with a small cardboard box. It had handles and holes poked in top, almost like a carrying case for a pet. Amy either has good luck or great planning, because when she and Torty came home, I happened to be meeting on our front porch with the then president of the fellowship. The thing about ministers is that we try to avoid snapping at our spouses in front of the presidents of the congregations we serve. Oh, I said in what I hoped might approximate a pleasant tone of voice, I guess you decided to go for it. About a year ago, and Torty has proved to be surprisingly companionable. For starters, we are more alike, he and I, than you might think. Here are the things I have discovered Torty and I have in common. We both enjoy a nice, ripe strawberry and organic farm market spinach. We both love to swim, although I tend to favor the pool at the Y, whereas Torty fits happily in the bathroom sink. Even better than sharing common interests, the blessing of Torty has been that learning about him has helped me to learn about myself. And I'm not only talking about the superficial stuff, berries, greens, taking a dip in water. I can be a little resistant to change, like the idea of having a reptile around. Sometimes, like when I'm not sure how I feel about change, my default setting can be suspicion and avoidance. I was a little suspicious of Torty, and so I avoided him. That grew harder the week Amy went out of town, and I had to supply the food and water. Well, at least he was an interesting little creature. And he was stuck inside all day, and the weather was really quite nice after all. I decided to take him on an outing to the backyard. It was the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Over time, I've become convinced that Torty actually sports a pretty great personality. Consider the evidence. His home is in the room in my house where we keep the TV, and it's clear from his efforts to peek over the wall of his little plastic enclosure that he loves reruns of Friends as much as I do. Once, when the mood was a little dour and needed lightening up, he kindly obliged by peeing all over Amy. In these and other ways, Torty has showed me how wrong I was to assume that he would need care but not contribute in any way to the family culture. In fact, just a few days ago, he set the tone for our whole evening by scurrying across the backyard so quickly that we didn't notice, and hiding in the woefully overgrown ferns so completely that we let dinner burn and a diaper go unchanged while we frantically called neighborhood friends to help us hunt for hours before locating him. Not to brag, but I found him. Having a non-human being around who's so different from me and whose needs and habits are so different than my own has turned out to be a funny way of keeping me a little more flexible than I think I would otherwise be. Tordy is a reminder that just going with the flow, oh, I guess you decided to go for it, keeps me learning, experiencing, observing, wondering, and enjoying. These are just some of the ways that this one animal blesses my life every day.